Hello, everybody. Welcome back to That's Life Podcast. I'm your host, Abby Luckett, and life has a lot of highs, a lot of lows, and many in-betweens, but the thing that remains consistent is our God. So let's see what we talk about today.
Routines.
I love them. Dare I say, I thrive on them. I believe that human beings are made, maybe not made for routines, but we operate really well on routines and schedules. The earth rotates on an axis the same time and amount every single day. The sun rises and sets the same time every single day. The earth has seasons that are in a routine and a schedule. Things of this world and in this world, nature operates on a schedule, meaning the thing the Lord created operates on a schedule, meaning he created us. So I'm like, why would we not do good on a schedule as well? Now, I do think there is a difference between my plan and God's plan, and God's plan will always prevail. God's plan is always going to be the first, most top priority. However, I do believe that he gives us the freedom to choose, and he gives us the freedom to set schedules and pray over those plans, and he wants us to work and put things in place and take initiative. He delights in the fact that we have motivation or dedication to something. And so I have fallen in love with creating routines for myself. I feel like when you're in your 20s, especially the younger 20s, routines become so important. You're transitioning into or just out of college, that like 18 to 22 age range, you could be going to grad school and you still have to do more scheduling and routines for yourself, or else you're not going to get any work done. If you didn't go to college, well then heck, once you're done with school, you got to figure out how to operate your life because you've got a job and you've got to be able to be a human being but also make money. If you're in high school or below, yes, your routine may be given to you if you're in school. Now, if you're homeschooled, that's a little bit different, but still you're living under someone's roof or you're younger, and so older people in your life have more of a say of how your life operates, but it's still a routine, and there's a reason that you have a schedule. There's a reason that your alarm goes off in the morning at the same time every day. There's a reason that when you go into the gym, your coach gives you a workout plan and has it all scheduled out. We operate well on schedules. It's when those schedules and those routines become idols that they become toxic. But today I'm going to talk about my love for routines by sharing what my routines are to you. Hopefully this can possibly give you some ideas to implement into your routines, or this can inspire you to make a routine of yourself. I think that there's no one set way of living or operating in life that fits for everyone. Everyone is different. I think that's why fad diets are dumb. Sorry. I said it. Fad diets are dumb. Sorry. Sue me. I think that's why the quote unquote millionaire routines don't work. Oh, they may work for one specific type of person, but they're not going to work for everyone. That's why I think some people are morning people and some people are night owls. That's why I think XYZ, fill in the blank. I'm not going to keep going because you get the point. And I'm not going to daddle. I'm not going to dabble. I'm not going to continue on because we understand. So with that being said, I've broken down periods in my life and things in my life that I have a daily or a weekly routine for. Now, let me say this. This has changed and shifted over time, but I'm finally in a place now where I feel like this is pretty consistent. Like these routines that I've put in place are, they're pretty rock solid, and I don't really waver from them day to day. But I don't live my entire 18 hours that I'm up. Wait, 18 hours? And maybe more like 17 to 16. I try to get 8 hours of sleep. Doesn't always work. But the amount of time that I'm up in the morning and the afternoon and the night, I'm not just completely going through my day the same every single day and it's the same routine and the same schedule every single day. That you'll just burn out. If you try to do that, like that's just not realistic, nor is it, in my opinion, very fun because you're not really becoming a human being. I watched a you're not really like living out being a human being because I watched a documentary and it's about this guy, I forget his name, but he's trying to like reverse age and live forever. And I don't know. There's a bunch of spiritual stuff that I have to say about that, but that's not the topic of conversation for this podcast. However, I watched the documentary and I just got shivers because I stand on the truth that God created our bodies for a time clock, and God has the final say of when we leave this earth and when we are placed on this earth, and man cannot change that unless God God allows man to change that, I guess, but I don't really see that being the case from reading the Bible, because God is God and God is greater than man. But anyways, I don't have all the theology to back that up. But it was just very interesting to watch this man live his day on the same exact routine and schedule every single day. He lived the same day every single day, trying to basically reverse age himself, and he's still doing it. I forget his name. I know if you know what I'm talking about, please comment it, or, you know, whatever, because it is something like interesting to watch, I guess, but I don't believe in it. You know, I don't believe we should be following this. So maybe don't comment it. I don't know. I don't want to like put a bunch of light on it, and then you come on this podcast and I'm like, hey, go watch this documentary that you shouldn't be watching. I don't know. Like, it's not bad, but I'm spiraling. Anyways, you get the point. What I'm trying to say is this man was like operating on the same schedule every single day, literally not like planned out to a T. And I'm just sitting there thinking, what is the point of life then? If you're waking up and having the same day every single day, what is the point of life? And I say that to say that used to be me, because I was so zoned in on getting everything in the day that I needed to get in that I packed it so full that I didn't have time for anything else. I didn't have time for friends, for family, for people. I didn't have time for hobbies. I didn't have time for being bored, which I think is so important. I think we should all, even at adult ages, even with kids, I think we should have time to be bored. Now, is that realistic? No, especially not with kids. You're probably never bored with kids, but I do think it's something that we should strive for, is being bored. In today's social media world, we are so quick, 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 everything here. And if we're not doing anything, then we're scrolling. So we're always doing something. Our brain is always thinking. And I just don't think that's healthy. I don't think creatively that's healthy for us. I don't think productivity-wise it's healthy for us. I don't think it implements good habits, always having these quick dopamine hits. Because then when, I don't know, your phone dies or you're away from your phone or something, or, you know, fill in the blank, we're gonna crash out and not know what to do. So I think it's very important to be bored. But I think there's a beautiful balance between not having a routine and having a routine. And I think it's just structure. So the way that I look at routines is I have target points throughout my day that I have routines that I go back to. And then the spaces in between I leave up for whatever the day has planned. Being, I have a morning routine that has naturally come about that sets me up for my day. I have little routines on, you know, my skincare and how I prepare food and things like that that I'll also share. But those aren't really things that keep me on track with how my day goes. They're more just like fun things on like the way that I go about my day. But then I also have a night routine that I've really been working on, because nighttime has always been a struggle for me, just because, you know, there's so much that goes on in a day that by the time it's night, I'm done. Like, I have no energy to do anything. And that's also the time when all of my cravings hit, or when I'm tired. And I just lose energy, honestly, to really commit to staying on track. Not even food-wise. I just mean like human being-wise. Like, sometimes I'm too lazy and I don't brush my teeth before I go to bed. Sorry. I know it's gross, but sometimes I'm so tired I just forget and I just fall asleep on the couch or in bed, and I literally just forget because I'm so tired. Not all the time. I'm not disgusting, but I am outing myself here. Anyways, don't recommend that. But I finally got into a point where I'm like, okay, this is what I need to put in place in order to be my best self at this point in time. So I'm going to share those routines with you right now. First, I'm going to start off with a not as important routine, my coffee routine. I'm sharing this one first because I do want to take a sip of my coffee at this moment in time. So let's hear the ice. Ah, it's a wonderful sound. I think I might make this a thing, because every time I film a podcast, I have a coffee. So I may just like start a new segment of like the coffee segment. So this is a coffee segment. Here's the ice. She's a little watered down, which is perfect because I put about 40 grams or 40 milliliters of maple syrup in my latte, which is about, you know, 2.5 tablespoons ish, a little under. It's the perfect amount. So my coffee routine is as follows. This will be a very, very quick routine, but this is how I do it. I start with crushed ice in a clear glass cup. I used to get blamed online for using the plastic to-go cups, and I understand why. Like, that is something that I'm like, okay, I needed to fix that. So I'm glad that I did, because I was just putting my coffee in plastic to-go cups and then drinking it at home. So I understand why people are like, girl, come on. Like, it makes sense. Anyways, so I fill maybe 3/4 of this glass up with crushed ice from my refrigerator. Crushed ice is just so much more elite. It makes it so much better because I don't know. but it just does. It's so much better than the cubes or the regular like big ice pellets that you get. There's just something about having the coffee like infused in the little ice particles and the little ice pieces that makes my serotonin levels go up 5% at least. From there, I pour Califia Farms coconut milk into the glass. I leave maybe an inch or a little bit over an inch of room at the top of the glass that's not filled with milk so that I can pour my espresso in later. And it is the perfect amount. Like I use the same glass every day. Well, I change the glass, but I have like the same style of glass. Like I have multiple glasses, so I just use the same glass. So at this point, I know where my milk needs to stop on the glass in order to have the perfectly filled amount for my espresso to just hit the top of the glass, if that makes sense. I mean, when I tell you I have perfected this routine, believe anything's perfect except for Jesus, but this coffee's really good. Okay, this coffee's really good. So anyways, pour my coconut milk into the glass. So now we've got ice and coconut milk. I tried other milks. Almond milk works too for me. I don't do regular milk just because I'm trying to get raw milk right now, but there's not a farm super close to where I live. And the production of said cows on said farms for raw milk that are the closest to me, they're like about to get pregnant. So the process of getting it is a little bit different. Abby, why are you getting raw milk? You might ask. Oh, because I'm reading the Biblio Diet. I've talked about it. It's my personality at this point. It's a book about how you should eat. And it walks you through, it has a whole chapter about dairy. And it just talks about in grocery stores today, you know, they'll usually say like pasteurized and homogenized or whatever, all these words that I can't remember what they all mean, but it walks you through what they mean in the book. And I truly was like, what am I drinking? So I've stopped drinking regular milk from stores and I'm trying to get raw milk right now. But in the time being, coconut milk is my go-to, especially because I have my lattes before I go run and I don't want to run on like a full stomach of dairy. So coconut milk just works for me. Califia Farms has great ingredients. I also like Malk, M-A-L-K milk. Also really great ingredients, but Califia Farms has my heart. Okay, next I go into my little coffee bar. If you're curious as to what my coffee bar looks like, you can go on our Instagram at Abby and Ryan. Shout out, plug, wink, wink. Go see it. Go subscribe to our channel on YouTube. I pour myself a single shot of espresso. I used to do a double shot, but it was just way too strong. I also didn't end up drinking the entire coffee. I find that one shot is all that I need to get the bodily fluids going, to get my brain nice and cleared. Wonderful. 10 out of 10. Wakes me up, gets all my goods out of my little tummy, and I'm set. I'm good to go for the day. So one shot is all I need. I think it's about like 80 milligrams of caffeine. I'm not quite sure. You can correct me on that. And then that's it. I mix 40 grams of maple syrup into the espresso. Well, okay, let me correct myself. I pour the maple syrup into the shot glass, 40 grams. I always measure that out because I don't want to go too over the amount and make it too sweet. And I'm not quite a pro to be able to not measure it yet. But 40 grams is like the perfect amount for me. Pour it into the shot glass and then I brew the espresso over the maple syrup. Mix that all in, pour it into my glass with my ice and my milk, get my straw, mix it up. Perfect. Boom. So cheers to that. So good. It is so good. I think it's the coconut milk that gives it that fun little like twang to it. I love it. So that's my coffee routine. And that's how I make my coffee. So now we're going to go backwards and we're going to start at my morning routine because coffee is involved in my morning routine. This morning routine has been crafted and perfected to a T. I'm a morning routine girly. If you look at my content, you know I love my morning routine. I love an early morning. I am my best self in the morning. I'm the most creative in the morning. I am the freshest in the morning. I love a morning routine. I'm a morning person through and through. I wish the entire day could be morning because I just love the feeling of waking up with the earth. I think it's so much fun in the morning to do things. Like, I cannot compliment the morning enough. God really slayed when he created mornings, truly. He knew what he was doing the entire time, but like especially during the mornings, he added a little extra sparkle. Okay, so I have evolved this morning routine, but this is my current morning routine. I used to wake up a lot earlier, but around this moment in time in my life, I'm focusing more on sleep and getting quality sleep, which is something I didn't do back in the day, back in the dizzy when I first started making content. But I really feel well rested in the mornings when I wake up at 5:30. So it'll shift from maybe like 5 to 5:30, depending on how much I have to do that day. Even just giving myself an extra 30 minutes can help me clock in and get things done faster. And then once a week, I'll sleep an extra hour to like 6:30 or 6:45. 6:45, if I don't have a lot to do that day, I don't necessarily want to say, I say sleep in, but it's not really sleeping in because it's still like 6:30, which is still pretty early in the morning. But sleeping in for me, like 6:30 to 7, that's sleeping in because I just love to get up early. But I do force myself to do it at least once a week, because if not, I will crash and burn. Even though it's not always my favorite thing to do, I will do it. But 6 out of the 7 days of the week, this is my morning routine. Okay, so I wake up 5:30, beep, set my alarm. I'll usually set my alarm for 5:30 and then like 5:35. I like to have 2 alarms go off. It doesn't wake Ryan up, so I've just kept it the way that it is. I get out of bed, I go to the bathroom, and then I brush my teeth. Okay, that's it. Then I put on my glasses, I head out the door, and I immediately go to make my coffee. Now, if I'm filming my morning routine that day, I'll get my phone and put it on a tripod, and then I'll film myself doing all this. So that sometimes will add an extra 5 to 10 minutes, depending on if I'm killing it filming myself or if I'm struggling filming myself or if I'm slaying filming myself. So then from there, I'll do all my coffee stuff. I'll get all my coffee stuff ready, which you already know that routine at this point, and then I'll make my coffee. I'm gonna take a sip. Delightful. Then I'll come to this here chair that I'm sitting in right now. At this point, it's about 5:45 to 5:50. I'll sit my coffee, and I'll grab my work phone, which if you're watching is this phone, and I will post 4 to 5 Instagram stories on both my personal Instagram and our couple's Instagram, as well as 1 or 2 stories on the podcast Instagram. I do this first thing in the morning because I just like to have stories up on my Instagram all day. I'll try to be as interactive with them as possible. And also, again, like I said in the beginning, my brain is really, really fresh in the morning. So I'm most creative in the morning. And I wake up with a lot of thoughts, and it almost feels like a personal diary on my Instagram stories. And I just talk and chat and recap the day. It also lets me breathe easy throughout the rest of my day, not having to be like, oh, I need to put something on my story. Oh, I need to put something on my story. I know, okay, well, I can do it tomorrow morning because I have a set 30-minute period where I post links, stories, all of the things. So I give myself a solid 30 minutes to just go through, be creative, look through my camera roll of pictures I took the day before, post the things, get the links, all that stuff, and I just sip my coffee. It is so much fun. I absolutely love doing it. I feel so creative. I feel so free. It's awesome. I love it. And I sip my coffee. Usually at that point, I go to the bathroom. That's the coffee has done its job, which is great. And I'm also now awake. The caffeine is kicking in. So then I grab my Bible and I read my Bible. Right now I'm in Romans. I'll usually read anywhere from like 1 to 4 chapters, depending on if I'm really locked in that day or if I'm kind of struggling to pay attention. Because sometimes I just struggle to retain it. So I have to read the same things over and over and over again. Some days I take lots of notes. Some days I don't take any notes and I just read. So it just depends. I'll go more in depth into my Bible routine later when I talk about my Bible routine, but I'll read my Bible and then I'll read a little bit of my book, like anywhere from 2 to like 10 pages. Again, it just depends. There's a lot of buffer here. It depends on how I'm feeling, you know, whatever. So right now I'm reading my Biblio Diet, and it feels like I've been reading this book forever. But the thing about me is when I read books like this that are more like self-help teaching you books, I get so zoned in. Like, it is like that book is a coloring page. I'm underlining, writing, researching. I'm locked in. I reread. I make notes. I make diagrams. Like, I am spending so much time on each page because I'm trying to fully take in everything, especially a book like this about your diet, because I'm like making notes on grocery lists and looking up farms near me and looking up what this word is and what this word means and, you know, all that sort of stuff. So then that'll usually last until about 6:45. So at this point, I've been sitting in this cute little green chair for about an hour and a half. And then from 6:45 to 6:55, I get ready for my run. So I change clothes, I do my hair. Right now I've been doctoring up my like groin adductor area because there's a little pull in there. It's getting a lot better, but I put like Biofreeze on it, KT tape, a compression sleeve, things like that. I get ready. And then at this point, the maple syrup is my like pre-workout carbs because I'm having like 3 tablespoons of maple syrup, which is a lot of carbs. I go out for my run and that's different every day. Right now my mileage is really high, so it's taking me, you know, an average of I would say like 2 hours to run, depending on the day. Again, it's more on a long run day and it's less on like an average running day, but my mileage is just really, really high right now. So majority of my runs are double digits, and then I come back and that's my morning routine, and then I'll just see what the rest of the day has. in store for me. I absolutely love my morning routine. I will come back from my run. I'll freshen up, have something to eat and drink, go to the gym, come back, and then just like see what the day has in store. I'll just work, I'll shower, I'll get ready. That's always a little bit different, but the same kind of, you know, idea. I try to just get my lift done in the morning because as the day goes on, the more I just want to rest. I also really like going hard all at one time and not spacing it out so that I can take my rest really, really seriously. That's something that works for me. It's not something that works for everyone. I know I would say probably majority of people, especially like endurance athletes, when they do have a lift, they like to wait and have some time to like recover throughout the day, get a really big, nice meal in. I do that sometimes, but just for me and my body, it works better if I just do it all in one swipe. I'm in the mindset of like, okay, I'm training right now. I already have all of my clothes on. I don't have to change. I'm already sweaty and gross. So like, it just works for me to go directly from my run into my lift, especially because my lifts are not like trying to PR or hit these super crazy goals when I lift. It's really just to stay strong for running. So it works for me. And then I just love being able to get cute, know I've done all my training for the day, and then I can change into my like cute little outfit. I'm trying to be a little bit more presentable these days, and I can just rest for the rest of the day. I don't have something in the back of my mind that's like, oh, I need to go have this next session for the rest or for like later today. And it just allows me to really get cozy and edit and not, I don't know. I turn off that part of my brain and it helps me compartmentalize. It helps me have boundaries. So I'm not always thinking about running and working out, which I've talked a lot about my history with all that stuff. So I think that plays into it as well. So that's my morning routine. And now, you know, my next routine, skincare. I brought props. Yep. I brought props. So this is my fun little bag. Again, if you're listening to this, I'll try to describe it as best as I can, but this is my fun little bag. It says Youth to the People on it, and it's a zipper bag. And we're going to go through my skincare routine. I also have been wearing makeup lately. Not a lot, just a little, but I feel like feminine when I do it. So yeah. So if it's a good day, I'll wear all the things. So this is if it's a good day. I would say maybe 3 out of the 7 days I do this. And then the other 4, I just kind of like just do skincare. I don't put on makeup. So I feel like that's a happy medium. So this is what I do. So I'll get back from the gym, I'll eat, and I'll take a shower. This is what happens when I get out of the shower. Exhibit A, perfume that I use is Being Frenchy, F-R-E-N-S-H-E. It's from Target. It's Ashley Tisdale's line, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know how to pronounce this word. This is the scent Cashmere Vanilla. It says soothe and comfort, if you wanted to know. I love this stuff. I also got a different scent in this as well. I really, really like this, and it's pretty affordable. So I spray that on me. The next thing that I use is spray deodorant. I do not wear rub-on deodorant because I buy the natural kind, and it clumps on my armpits, people. It clumps on me. So I find that spray deodorant works better for me. This is Native Coconut Vanilla. I love Native. I love Native products. It makes me feel good knowing that I'm using natural things on my body. Yeah. That's pretty much all I got to say about that. Okay, next is my skin. So I start with Youth to the People Superfood Air Whip Moisture Cream. It says kale and spinach hyaluronic acid. Don't ask me what that is. I don't know. But I have used this like for almost a year now, and I absolutely love it. None of this is sponsored. All of it is linked in my LTK, but none of it is sponsored. So this is just unbiased opinions. Absolutely love this moisturizer. It's great ingredients. It makes my skin glow. I get lots of like compliments on my skin when I wear this moisturizer. So that makes me feel good. And then I put on, I was about to go out of my routine on a podcast all about routines. Okay, so the next thing that I use, it's Thrive Cosmetics Incorporated Bigger Than Beauty Skincare Line. This is the Defying Gravity Eye Lifting Cream. So I put this a little, like a tiny, tiny little pea-sized amount on my ring fingers, and then I rub them together, and then I just rub it under my eyes. I like the feeling of it. I think it works. Not really sure. But I think it works. I mean, I put it on every day and I really like it. And I don't think I have bags unless I'm just blind. Moving on. Then this is my, if I could choose one product to have for my skin, on my skin for the rest of my life, and I could only have one, it would be this Superfood Skin Drip Smooth and Glow Serum from Youth to the People. When I tell you, I'm not a super huge like products girl. I've become one over time just because the industry that I work in, there are a lot of products that, you know, you can explore and like be interested in. And I do like exploring them since I have access and exposure to them so that I can share what I like and what I don't like. But I've never really been someone who puts a lot of stuff on their face. I still only will, to this day, will wash my face with Dove soap. And I've been very blessed to be able to only have to use Dove soap on my face and not have to really, you know, go out and find a specific cleanser. Like my face has just been something that I'm like, yeah, I'll just like wake up and go about my day. But I do feel better when I have a skincare routine. And so I've kind of like curated this over time. But this product has ruined me. Like I'd be fine not using these products every day, but not this one. I like absolutely love this one. Superfood Skin Drip. It makes me so dewy and look so hydrated. I absolutely love this. It's like a dew skin glow serum. Y'all. And it feels so good. It's so lightweight. I'm pretty sure it's water-based. I don't really like cream-based products just because they sit really heavy on my face. Absolutely love this product. Could not say anything better about it. Next, I just used an EOS lip balm. This is raspberry cloud flavor or scent or whatever you want to call it. Sounds weird saying like a lip product is a flavor because then it makes me feel like I'm going to eat it, but I don't eat this, but I just put it on my lips. So now I'm all nice and hydrated. Okay. So usually I'll just stop right there, but if I'm feeling crazy, I'll curl my eyelashes with an eyelash curler. I curl them, beam, 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 beam. I start all the way at the waterline, all the way down. This is how it's gonna look like they're sticking straight up, like horizontally, okay? Next, I use the Thrive Cosmetics makeup line and I use their mascara, the Liquid Lash Extensions mascara, okay? I flick this. There is a certain kind of technique that I use for mascara. I have done this since birth. Okay, since the womb, when I started wearing mascara, this is what I do. If you start all the way down at your waterline, if you're a guy listening to this, I'm so sorry because this is probably boring you. Anyways, or if you're just someone who doesn't wear makeup or mascara, this is probably boring you. So I'm sorry. You start all the way down at the waterline. Okay. If you start there and then you take your spoolie on the mascara and brush it all the way up, that weight of and moisture of the mascara being on your waterline is going to weigh down your eyelashes and all the curl is going to go away and they're just going to stick out. Okay. So I start midway through my lashes and then flick up and I start there, literally just midway going. Then I go back and I start at the outer corner and go to the inner corner again. And I take my spoolie and I just tap the tips of my eyelashes. So there's no mascara on the bottom of my eyelashes. It's only from the middle to the top up. I'm telling you, this technique works so well, especially if you're going out and it's a hot day. You're not going to melt. That's not going to melt off. So that's what works for me. Sometimes I'll go back and I'll recurl them again if for some reason I need to. I'll get a Q-tip with water and I'll wipe off any excess mascara that I have on my eyelid. And then I'll take a fresh spoolie and I'll just comb through them with, like, this has nothing on it. And I'll just comb through them just to get rid of any clumps and to make it look a little bit more natural. Same goes for the bottom of my lashes. I'll just tap the ends of it, the ends of my eyelashes. And that's all you really need. I'm telling you. I actually have it on right now. I did the technique today. I don't know if you can see that or not. I know you obviously can't see it if you're just listening to this, but this is what they look like. So if you like the look of my eyelashes, you too can use that technique. All right, wrapping it up because I am definitely not a makeup guru. I will say though, my credentials, I have been doing my own makeup since I was about 7 years old in theater and doing like full beat, full glam since I was seven, which is, I feel like, not something you would expect from me because I don't really wear makeup and I'm not in the theater world anymore. A lot of people know me for just, you know, being a runner girl or being, I don't know, obsessed with my husband. So, which is true, but I've been doing full glam, full beat for a while. So next, I will use the Thrive Cosmetics, which I don't have this on today, but this is the Thrive Cosmetic Lip Tint, but I'll use it on my cheeks. This is the color Maria. I love it. I'll just rub it on my fingers, tap it on my cheeks, put it on my lips. Great. Sometimes I'll even bring it up into my eyelids. And then I'll use their clear eyebrow gel. I do have that on today. The liquid brow lamination. It's just clear. I just go up and I brush out my eyelashes to keep them in place. And then I'll use the same spoolie and fluff them out again. And that's my makeup and skincare routine. Now you know. My night routine. This one I have just recently honed in on. Okay. And I've really struggled to have a night routine, like I talked about in the beginning, but I'm really, really proud of how far I've come with my current night routine. So what I have to do is after I eat dinner and after I eat my dessert, I'll have dinner and a dessert. Okay. Then my night routine starts. If I do not go to the bathroom to get ready for bed directly after dinner, I will not have a proper getting ready for bed night routine. I used to just get right into bed with the clothes that I wore that day on. I know, looking back now, I'm like, that's gross. But I don't do it anymore, people. Okay, I've learned, I've overcome, and I'm a better person because of it. So this is what I do. So I finish eating, I go directly to the bathroom, and then I change, unless I need to shower, then I shower. But usually I'm pretty clean because I've already showered like twice that day because of working out and stuff. I'll change into my PJs. And then I will use Thayer's Facial Rosewater Mist on my face, as well as Thayer's Acne Pads. They're these little circular pads that have some sort of like acid in them for your face. And I just rub it over my face, cleanse the skin. They're like little cleansing pads. And then I'll spray the rose water on my face and just get the dirt and grime of the day off of my face. Then I'll brush my teeth. I'll take out my contacts, I'll put in my retainer, I will brush my hair, and I'll either braid it or I'll put it in a scrunchie or something just to like get a nighttime hairdo. I'll go back outside of my bathroom into the room. At this point, I've put on my cozy little Birkenstock Uggs that I wear around the house, my little house shoes, and I will make myself a magnesium drink. Okay, this is something I have every single night. It helps me go to the bathroom. It helps me wind down. It calms my system. It is a strawberry flavored magnesium drink. Now, I can't give you the specific brand of the magnesium that I use because it is local to Bowling Green, Kentucky here. I get it from Sheldon's Pharmacy, and it is a Sheldon's Pharmacy specific magnesium drink powder. It tastes like strawberries. It helped me when I had severe constipation back 2 years ago. I had like severe, took me to the hospital constipation where I had to get like 3 enemas and nothing happened, which that may be like TMI, but I'm telling you anyways, this stuff literally is so good for my digestive system. It works so well. But any magnesium powder will do. I like Calm, but Calm does not have as much of an effect as this specific magnesium powder does on me. So I'll do that and I'll mix it with either BP and electrolytes, like a scoop of BP and electrolytes, or Paleo Valley electrolytes. I like both. Paleo Valley's ingredients, I've never seen ingredients so good on products before like I do Paleo Valley. But I also really like BPN's electrolytes because they're great for endurance. So either way, you can't go wrong with either one of those electrolytes, but that's what we use in this household. I'll mix those together. Again, I'll do my crushed ice. I'll mix it. I'll have a straw, and then I'll go sit and I'll either use my dot art, which I do have linked on my LTK because I actually love dot art. If you don't know what dot art, hello words. If you don't know what dot art is, it's basically this like adult style coloring book. Mine specifically has letters A, B, C, D, and E. So you have 5 colors. At the top of the page, there's a little key. Okay. So it has the letters A, B, C, D, and E. And you go through and you dot with your marker what color you want A to be, what color you want B to be, what color you want C to be, and so on. Then on the page, it's kind of like connect the dots, but instead of connecting them, you're literally dotting the dots. So it has the letter A like all over the page in a specific shape or, you know, pattern. And then it also has B on there and C on there. And then you match the marker dot with the letter. So say I had a page and it's covered with letters A through E. Okay. And then for the letter A, I chose the color pink. And they have like specific markers that go with it that are like in a circular dot kind of thing. So I get my pink marker and every A that I see on the page, I dot. So I just go through and I dot, 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 dot. I do the same thing for B, C, D, and E with the different colors. And then it creates this beautiful picture of all dots. It's so fun. It's so calming. I absolutely love it. So I'll either do that or I'll scheme on my iPad. So I just recently got an iPad. This is the iPad. I have it linked in my LTK actually, but it's a iPad Pro M11. or like M4, MV4, 11, whatever all the letters are. But I really like it. I also have the Pencil Pro and it's so much fun. I'll color on this as well. I have GoodNotes is the app that I use. I really like it. It just takes some getting used to, but I really like GoodNotes. And I'll, you know, write out schedules or, you know, do whatever I need to do. And I just kind of like color on there, draw on there. Like I'm not working. I usually am just like coloring or scheduling or doing whatever I need to do on there. So I'll color in some way either on my iPad or with my dot art. And we'll watch a show. Either Ryan will have on Goff or we'll just have some sort of like show that we're watching. But I just love to color. I don't know. It just is fun for me. And then around 9 o'clock, 9:30, I'll get into bed and go to sleep. And I'll say my prayers, I'll take off my glasses, I'll get in bed, and that's pretty much it. That's my night routine. I've really grown to love my night routine. In October, my new challenge is to not eat after 8 o'clock. I'm really bad about eating like 30 minutes before I go to bed, and I'm really trying to get out of that habit just because the energy used to digest food is now waking me up right before I go to bed rather than like my system winding down. So that's why I make my drink and I just kind of drink it while I'm coloring because it'll take me like 30 minutes to finish this drink if I'm really just savoring my little magnesium drink, as to where before I'd fix myself like a bowl of popcorn or something. And then now I'm getting woken up because my body's digesting food, which means that it's working and it's getting revved up. And then I'd be in bed and be like, why can I not fall asleep? I also find that it helps with acid reflux. I used to deal really badly with acid reflux, but now I don't anymore because I'm being really mindful of like how close to bed I'm eating, because I would just wake up and have this like burning sensation in my throat. And majority of the time it was because I ate right before I went to bed. So trying to do that. Am I perfect at it? No, but I'm really, really going to try. The last routine that I will leave you with, actually I'll leave you with two routines, but I'll do speed round routines. The first one is my Bible routine. This is a little different every so often because I don't have a specific plan or Bible study that I stick to, because then I feel pressure to finish it on a certain timeline and I'm not really taking in every piece of information from the Bible as in depth as I would like. So I just kind of stick to focusing on the books. I'll choose a book of the Bible to read, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and then within those books, I'll just start with the chapters, and I'll have my Bible, a pen, and a journal, and I just take notes. I mean, I literally just write down whatever I want. I'll write down verses that I like. I'll draw pictures that remind me of what's happening. Like if it's more of a plot heavy kind of chapter, like 1 and 2 Kings or Daniel, or, you know, a lot of like the New Testament kind of stuff, like Exodus, Genesis. A lot of times I'll draw pictures, like picture recaps. For example, like the story of Adam and Eve, okay? I'd write down like Genesis chapters, whatever. And then I would draw like a tree with a fruit on it. And then I'd draw like a stick figure man and a stick figure woman. And just little things that kind of make it a little bit more exciting for me, but helps me remember because I'm very imagery driven, very visual learner. And then I'll also write in my Bible. I'll highlight things. I just try to make it as active and engaging as possible because sometimes it's easy to just read the Bible and then not retain the information. So writing it and actively reading it really, really helps me. I'll always have a coffee. It just creates this super fun atmosphere for me. Either I'll read my Bible usually in the mornings, but if I do go to a coffee shop, that's great too. I love like feeling so calm and peaceful at a coffee shop reading my Bible while there's a bunch of like hustle and bustle going on around me. I think it's super fun, but I don't really have a specific, okay, I do like this amount of reading and then I pray this amount and blah, 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 blah. But I do have a pen always in my hand and a coffee usually at my side. Those things help keep me on track for some reason. They do. And then for my workout routine, running, I'm running 6 days a week and I just run like I'm marathon training. Majority are easy runs. They say you run easy to run fast, and I fully stand behind that. My best piece of advice for someone getting into running is focus on structure and consistency rather than perfection and performance when you're first getting started. Very rarely do I look at my watch. I never look at my watch during a long run. I've never looked at my watch during a race because I'm running based on feel. And I want to be so in tune with my body that I can know what pace-ish I'm running without looking at my watch. Because if I'm trying to like hit certain paces while looking at my watch, it takes away the joy in the fun of it for me. Now, that doesn't count for like a speed session or a tempo run, obviously, which a speed session is going to be like run really fast for this amount of time. And a tempo session is going to be like, okay, run this pace for this amount of time and then run this pace and then run this pace. And they're more like targeted kind of runs. So that's an exception, but majority of my runs are easy. Majority of my runs are, you know, fun runs because that's how I'm going to be racing. I'm just going to be racing, you know, pushing myself, but having fun. And so I'm just trying to train myself mindset wise for that. I fully believe the way that you train is the way that you will set yourself up to perform. And I fully also believe that the marathon and distance endurance sports are way more mental than they are physical. So I'm training my brain for things like this. So with running, it's a classic marathon trainer schedule. And then when I work out, I lift maybe 4 times a week. And then I do the other 2 days mobility and stretching or core or something a little more light on my body. As my mileage is getting really, really high, like this week, I did a 92 mile week. And I just simply can't lift like I do on a 50 to 60 mile week. My mileage is very, very high right now. And it's only getting higher. And my peak week is going to be 100 miles for this marathon training block. So I just can't maintain energy level and honestly, just time wise for like my daily schedule. I can't hit these crazy PR lifting sessions right now. But I do still show up even if I'm not lifting super heavy or even lifting at all. I will still go to the gym and go to the sauna or stretch or do something because again, it's the consistency for me that helps me establish like I am an athlete. I am doing this. I do have goals. And yes, I can honor my body and listen to my body and not push myself super hard, but I'm still going to stick to this routine and this schedule because the dedication outweighs the motivation and consistency is going to have more of an impact in a marathon training block and just in your fitness journey in general. So that was less of a routine because those are like less routine-y, but they're points in my day that I won't sacrifice even though they're not the same every day, if that makes sense. So those are my routines. Hopefully you can find some inspiration from that, or maybe you're just like, okay, that was fun to listen to, but I'm not gonna do any of that. And that's fine and that's great. And you do whatever you want. You do you, you know? We all have the same 24 hours in a day, so you can choose how to live it however you want to live it. And obviously there's factors in life that won't allow you to be able to, you know, spend as much time on yourself and your goals as you would like. Like I am 23 years old, young, married, work from home. My husband works from home. We have no kids. We're close to family. We are extremely blessed and extremely fortunate. And I'm very, very aware of that. Like I sit in awe of all that the Lord has blessed me with and not trying to like brag or be boastful about this life, but I'm truly just trying to express how thankful I am for this life that I was given because I am very aware that not everybody has this and I'm very empathetic. I can't sit here in good conscience and be like, oh, you're a mom with 2 kids and you really want to be able to run 5 days a week, but you can't. I know how you feel because I don't know how you feel, but I am sitting here trying to empathize and I want to empathize and say, even if you can't dedicate this much time into building out routines for yourself, my prayer and encouragement is to just try to find at least one thing that can ground you throughout your day and that is consistent throughout your day. Just one thing, whether that's a cup of coffee, whether that's a 5-minute stretch, whether that's going on a walk for 10 minutes, just something that is for you. Even if you don't have access to the nicest pair of walking shoes, or if you don't have access to a gym, or if you can't afford nighttime supplements or things like that, my encouragement is to prioritize your mental and emotional well-being by trying to find something consistent throughout your day. And I don't want to sound insensitive and be like, anyone can do it, because I also know not everyone can. I just wish that everyone could be able to do whatever they wanted, but life is life. And, you know, I don't really know why I'm going off on this, but life is hard. Life is really, really hard, but there's so much joy in life. And I do believe that we can make choices and sacrifices for being the best versions of ourselves and trying to make light of an evil world and trying to spread joy in an evil world and trying to enjoy our time here on this earth while we can, even though it's broken and it's not anything compared to heaven. But yeah, that's just my encouragement, or at least me trying to be encouraging. I hope the point got across. I hope I'm like making my point clear. That I just want to just spread love and encouragement and also not be tone deaf in the fact that not everyone is childless in their 20s and married and has great support from their family and, you know, can live the life, can just live life carefree. So I really hope that didn't come off wrong. Anyways, all that being said, my highs and lows, if you're new here, if this is the first podcast, why can I not talk? If this is the first podcast that you've listened to, I always end with my high and low of the week. So I'm going to be doing that now. I start with the low because we got to end on a high. Okay, people, my low of the week is that, which isn't really even that much of a low, but although my leg isn't getting worse, it's not necessarily getting better at a rapid pace. It is getting better just so slowly, and I'm able to still run and train on it, which is great. But I know if it wasn't giving me some problems, I would probably be able to make a lot more progress in my training right now. So that's just kind of a bummer, but also, what can you do? That's just part of it. And I'm super, super grateful that it's not getting worse, because if it was getting worse, I'd probably have to cross train and like do bike for a while. And I am just not very skilled on the bike right now. I'm trying to learn, but yeah. And then my high is that this weekend was the Bowling Green Hot Rod Ultra Marathon here in Bowling Green, Kentucky. I ran it last year, and it's a 24-hour ultra marathon. You just try to run as much as you can around this baseball stadium. It's a 0.33-mile loop, and you just go around and around and around and around for 24 hours, and it's one of the most incredible races I've ever been a part of. I absolutely love the people. I love the race. I actually used to work for the company for a little while there, so I got to see a little bit of behind the scenes of what goes into planning for the race, and they're just great people. I encourage everyone to do a race like that. Sign up for it because it's getting really, really popular. And Ryan and I were able to pop in and out at least like 5 times, I think. We saw them end the race. He saw them start the race, which was really cool. And then we just kind of popped in here and there throughout the day because, again, it's at a baseball stadium. So you can just come in and out. And it is so inspiring to watch a race. Of course, I was itching to run the race. I really wanted to run the race, but we were supposed to be in Texas this weekend, so I did not have that planned on my race schedule at all. And it's just not smart or healthy to go into a race being like, okay, I want to crush this with 3 days notice. That's just not, it's not, it's the runner in me wants to be crazy and do it, but it's just not healthy or sustainable. So the Lord said, you know what, you're going to cheer your people on. And it was great to be able to just be on call for runners, even though they all had people helping them. It was just still nice to be like, hey, I'm here if you need me, because I want to serve people. And so it was exciting just being like, please text me if you need anything. It was cool to see people push past their limits, and yeah, made me really, really excited for my upcoming race, which I'm going to announce soon. I'll probably announce next week. Again, we're just trying to like finalize some things. I'm not trying to be dramatic and suspenseful and hype this up to be like, I'm so special and everyone's waiting for me to announce my next race because it's like the biggest deal in the world. It's really just because we're trying to finish up and tie up some loose ends. So I just don't want to publicize it yet until everything's 100% certain, set in stone. But it's coming. It's probably going to come next week. So with that being said, I'm now going to scheme on my iPad for a little bit and do a little diddly squat on here. I love you. Jesus loves you. And that's life. I'll see you guys next week. Bye.